everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
We've got a really nice 4th of July style trivia lined up for you today. We're going to be doing all things U.S. history trivia, and I'm super excited about that. That's right up the lad's alley, isn't it?
It's my day.
Yes, he's all about the historical trivia. But before we jump into that, we're going to take this week's fan question of the week. This week, the question comes from fan Beckham, who asks us a very unique question. So here we go. I'm going to turn it over to Beckham.
Hello, everybody. My name is Beckham. I live in DP, Wisconsin. My question is, what is the biggest shark that ever lived?
All right. Beckham's question from DePere, Wisconsin is, what is the biggest shark that ever lived?
You go first.
Well, I kind of had to preview this one just to make sure that the question was all good and everything recording-wise, so I know the answer, so I can't give the answer.
Oh, it's the Megalodon.
All right, let's turn it over to Beckham to find out the answer.
My answer is the Megalodon.
The Megalodon is correct. Good job, lad. That is a huge shark, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it's like, I think, kind of almost dinosaur-sized. I mean, they've been around, or they haven't been around for a long time. But yeah, seeing a sea creature that large would be kind of crazy.
I would run for the hills.
You'd swim for the hills?
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Beckham, for sending in that question. We really appreciate it. And if you would like to be featured as the fan question of the week, head on over to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and send in a question. We would love to feature you on an upcoming episode. We're going to jump into U.S. history trivia. I would say this is one of your strong suits, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it about history that gets you so excited?
I like history.
What about history do you like?
All of it. It's entertaining for me to learn about the past.
Okay. I agree. I think one of the things that for me that's really cool about history is going to visit the places from history. So like being able to go to Boston and go out to some of the earliest cities in America, I think is really, really cool. I really enjoy that. So without further ado, let's jump in to U.S. history trivia. Question one. Who was the first president of the United States of America?
George Washington.
George Washington is correct. Now, did you know that fun little fact? Is that George Washington didn't live in the White House?
Yeah. The White House didn't exist.
Yep. And it's funny because Washington, D.C. didn't even exist yet at that point.
Yeah, the city of Los Angeles was actually, it was Louisiana. Louisiana was a state before D.C. was invented.
Sure. Yeah, the New York City and Philadelphia were the two main places that all of the governing happened. All right, question two. How many original colonies were there in the early United States?
Thirteen
colonies is correct. And another little fun fact about that is that the stripes, the red and white stripes on the flag represent the 13 colonies. Yeah, isn't that, that's kind of cool. Everything on the flag has some meaning to it. Question number three. In the early stages of the American Revolutionary War, the colonies were fighting what country for independence?
England.
England, or as some call it, Great Britain, is correct. So that's who they were fighting against. They were British colonies, so the colonies that when they first started in the United States that weren't the United States yet were actually just colonies of Great Britain. And they basically came out and said, we want to be our own thing. And that's what the Revolutionary War was about. Question four, who was president during the Civil War?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is correct. So I've got a fun little fun fact, which is really interesting. So Lincoln created the Secret Service. Do you know what the Secret Service is?
It's the team of agents that protects the president.
Sure. So Lincoln was the first one to create the Secret Service. But the fun part is he didn't initially make the Secret Service about protecting himself. He made the Secret Service to actually take out people who were making counterfeit money. That was their initial job. And you want to know the day that the Secret Service was created?
The day he was assassinated.
Isn't that crazy? That's pretty ironic that the day the Secret Service that protects the president was created, that was the day that Lincoln was assassinated. Pretty wild stuff.
Yes.
Question number five, the last question. Oh, we didn't even say this. What is the name of this round? These are the easiest questions we have to come up with.
The Trivia Tots.
Better late than never, I guess. The last question of the Trivia Tot round. The famous blank tea party happened in this city where the colonists threw tea into the ocean to protest British taxes.
The Boston Tea Party.
Boston is correct. Yep. So that was the biggest protest that the colonists did to basically to show they were so mad at Great Britain because they were being taxed and they never had any representation for their taxes. So they were paying money to the government and no one spoke up for them. So they always say no taxation without representation. But you know what also is really interesting? Is they figured out roughly how much tea got dumped into the harbor. And you want to know, if you convert that to today's money, you know how much tea they dumped?
$1,000.
$1 million.
My gosh.
So if you want to think about that, that puts it on our scale today. $1 million worth of tea got dumped in. That's a lot of tea.
Can I explain why they did the Boston Tea Party?
Sure.
And how taxing without representation, how the phrase no taxation without representation got created?
Sure.
Okay. It starts off with the French and Indian War. The French teamed up with Native Americans in the American colonies, and they still lost the war to Britain. And after the war, Great Britain was pretty much broke, so they started taxing the new founded colonies that they now owned. And they were fed up. The colonies were fed up and they started a revolution. And there was a bunch of like acts/taxes. One is the tea tax, where all tea imported from Britain was taxed on. The paper tax, I think it was that. And sugar. Sugar was taxed on too. And the craziest one was the Quartering Act. So the Quartering Act was, you got a knock on your door, so you're a colonist, and you get a knock on your door from a British soldier. The Quartering Act was, a British soldier would actually, like, knock on your door and say, I need to sleep here, and you couldn't say no. Wow. So you would take care of them until they would leave.
Crazy. Yeah, you had to open your doors. Interesting. Yeah, well, that's a lot of stuff that they would fight up against to say that's not okay. All right. Well, thank you for that that explanation there, lad. That was very in-depth. Good job.
I gave you a break.
That's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round. Emmett is 5 for 5. This is child's play to him.
Woo!
So we're going to move right on. We're going to make the questions a little bit more difficult. So we call this round...
The Mind Movers.
The next 5 questions a little tougher. Here we go. Question number 6. The United States bought Alaska from which country?
Russia.
Russia is correct. Now, it's kind of crazy to think that they are not, this doesn't exist now, but did you know that there was a land bridge between
the Bering Strait?
Yeah, between Alaska and Russia. You used to be able to, they were connected.
You could walk.
Yeah, you could walk across.
You could walk from Alaska to Russia.
Yeah.
On that Bering Strait.
But not anymore.
Because it melted.
Mm-hmm. It was funny, too, that a lot of people criticized that buying Alaska, saying it was kind of a waste of money. And then it turns out to be that Alaska's got a ton of oil and gold and made it really, really valuable. So,
and those people are like the Homer backing into the bushes gif. Which is that, okay.
Question number 7. What is the last state to become a part of the United States?
Hawaii.
Hawaii is correct. Do you know a year? Do you know the year that Hawaii became a state?
1999?
No, not quite. A little too late. They go back about 40 years. 1959, Hawaii became a state.
And next one, Canada.
No. Question number 8. In 1789, George Washington became the first president. Who was his vice president?
John Adams.
John Adams is correct. Now, of course, you probably know this from
Hamilton.
Hamilton, yeah. If you do watch the musical Hamilton, you would know they cover this quite in depth. But it turns out that in the old days, instead of you having like today where the president runs with a running mate and they run together, the second place finisher got vice president. So John Adams took second place to George Washington, thus became vice president.
And Thomas Jefferson changed that.
Yep. Now it's kind of crazy. John Adams called the vice presidency, quote, the most insignificant office ever invented. I think he felt very valued as the vice president.
One is the loneliest number.
Yep. Question number 9. The Statue of Liberty was a gift given to the United States by this country.
France or France?
France is correct. Now, it's kind of crazy. You don't really think of the Statue of Liberty as being in different pieces, but Lady Liberty arrived in over 300 pieces, and it took 4 months to assemble them all.
And it was also orange before.
Yep. And do you know why? You know why it's green now?
Because of, like, I don't know.
So, do you know the metal it was made out of?
No.
It was made out of copper.
Oh, yeah.
So, the same type of metal, like old pennies. Oh, yeah,
and then copper over time turns to green.
Yep, it oxidizes and turns green. Yep, absolutely.
I learned that from Minecraft.
Well, thank you, Minecraft. Better have all the kids playing more video games to learn science. Here we go. Question number 10. At 70 years old, this founding father was the oldest to sign the Declaration of Independence.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin is correct. Yes. Did you know that one or was that a guess?
It popped in my head.
Yeah, good guess, man.
It wasn't a guess. I knew it. Well, I knew it.
Oh, okay.
It popped in my head.
Good job.
Last second.
Good job, then. Franklin was old enough to be the grandfather of some of the other people who were signing the Declaration. And it's also been noted that he cracked jokes during this time, which is kind of crazy. I like to think of Benjamin Franklin as like the guy who's like telling jokes.
The funny comedian.
Yeah, funny old guy. And that does it for the Mind Mover round. Dude is doing fantastic. 10 for 10. What a performance. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well as the lad is. But folks, now we're going to get the real questions out. These ones are going to be tough. These ones are going to be really, really difficult. So double knot your shoes, pull up your socks, put on your hip waders, get that hat with the full big brim to protect your face and your neck. Get your protective eyewear, a scarf.
Sunscreen.
Whatever you got to do. Because these questions are the most difficult questions that we could come up with for U.S. history trivia. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
Here we go. Question number 11. The Star Spangled Banner was written by this person.
Hit me right in the face. I do not know.
Oh, really? Got him on number 11.
Can I leave the room now?
This is a good fun fact. So the Star Spangled Banner was written by Francis Scott Key. Francis Scott Key. He wrote it during a battle while watching the British bomb Fort McHenry, which is kind of like, and he was actually being held on a British ship during that time, but that was like the bombs bursting in air. He was describing what he was seeing during that battle. Question 12. What date was the Declaration of Independence signed?
July 4th, 1776.
July 4th, 1776 is a great answer, but incorrect.
Wait, what?
The Declaration of Independence was adopted on July 4th, but it was actually signed on August 2nd, 1776 in Philadelphia. I kind of did a little trickery there for you. So you know why the signing date was later?
I don't know.
So they had to like come up with ideas, right? So they wrote the declaration, but then someone had to like sit down and like, because if you look at the declaration, there's some like nice calligraphy and stuff on it, right? It was written really fancy.
And
on
they
parchment.
Had to send it to Britain.
And someone had to write it and they had to make it look really nice.
And that was Thomas Jefferson.
So it took time to do that. And so, you know, it's also kind of crazy is the signatures all didn't happen at once. They said that some signatures even came weeks or months after, and there was a guy named Thomas McKeon who didn't sign until 1781.
1781. Monsieur Hamilton, Monsieur Lafayette, are you coming? I'll say no sweat.
All right, before he gets off on a tangent, a Hamilton tangent, we're going to cut him off there. Question number 13. What type of bird did Benjamin Franklin want as the national symbol instead of an eagle?
It's a turkey.
The turkey is correct. Nice. Good job. Now that's some random trivia. So Ben Franklin called the eagle a bird of bad moral character, and he thought that the turkey was more noble.
That sounds like an old guy thing to say.
We should put up a poll on social media. Do you think that the eagle is... do you think that the eagle has bad moral character? I don't know. I think, can you imagine having all of the like America stuff that we have now, but with a turkey on it instead? Like the gobbler hanging out and like, and then do you think that we would eat eagles on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
Thanksgiving would be ruined.
Oh boy. Question 14. The 19th Amendment to the Constitution guarantees who the right to vote?
Women.
Women is correct. So it passed in 1920, but that was almost 150 years after the Declaration of Independence, which is crazy. It took that long for us to give women the right to vote. So crazy that it took that long, but we got to do our best to make sure that we ensure that all women always have access to vote and voting in the easiest way possible. So they deserve to have their voice heard just like everybody else. Do you agree, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
Okay, now we have to get kids involved.
We got to get the kids the right to vote. That'd be interesting. Then can you pay taxes then?
No. We'll just be able to vote.
I see. Question number 15. Who was the first American to win a Nobel Peace Prize?
I don't know.
The answer is Theodore Roosevelt.
That long?
Yep. That was the first American to get the Nobel Peace Prize. He won it for negotiating peace in the Russo-Japanese War. That's a war that not too many people knew about.
I thought he was in the Spanish War.
Mm-mm. So negotiating peace in the Russo-Japanese War, there's some people that kind of called it like World War Zero, because it happened before World War One, and it was kind of like the Russians and the Japanese were kind of fighting over the area around like Korea, and they were both all trying to advance. And so Theodore Roosevelt, I guess, he negotiated the peace between them and won the Nobel Peace.
I thought it would be Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, that's a little before his time. Yeah.
In the 1950s.
Yeah, that's not quite the same time, but. All right, folks, and that's going to put an end to U.S. history trivia. The lad did fantastic. Some of those questions at the end got a little tough, but we hope you enjoyed them just as much as he did. Thank you for listening to today's trivia. You can follow us on Instagram and on Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia. If you want to be the featured fan question of the week, send us a SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia. It's super easy. We'd love for you to do it. If you enjoy the podcast, please give us a 5-star review and leave us a comment on whatever app you're listening on. Those reviews help us to find other families looking for family-friendly trivia just like you. Final thoughts on U.S. history trivia, lad.
I liked it, I liked it, I liked it, I liked it.
Is it one of your favorites so far?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured you'd really like this one, so. Fantastic. Well, thank you for tuning in each and every week for the episodes. We would not do this without your support, and we hope you enjoy and have a great rest of your week. See you later.
Alligators. Pew, 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 pew. Fireworks.
Gobble, gobble.